Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
In exactly 4 weeks, the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, will issue his first and the Coalition's final budget before the election. Amazingly, money won't be the problem. Capacity constraints and planning appear to be the biggest stumbling blocks to improving the lives and futures of all those who live here. Every sector has its thoughts on what the government should do, including the investment and money management sector. Today, the wealth managers Elkstone, who invest only in Irish ventures, have issued their proposals, and there are some interesting suggestions, including the creation of unregulated limited partnerships. Alan Merriman is the chief executive of Elkstone and is on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Joe.
What is an unregulated limited partnership? It sounds a little bit like the Wild West for corporate structures.
Look, I think it's a very technical area, but the easiest way to think of it is it's a vehicle that makes international capital more mobile, makes it easier for those vehicles to put money to work, especially in areas like venture and real estate. And we in Ireland need to have a regulatory regime that accommodates those type of structures to get capital moving here in Ireland, especially into housing.
Okay, so it involves a partnership, but it's in a different type of partnership. Is that it?
Yeah, unregulated, which means that it's easier, it's more flexible, it's agile, it's attractive to private equity and real estate operators to use it as a vehicle. And in those countries that accommodate those type of vehicles, they're seeing the benefit of more flows, more capital getting to work in their economies and wider. But it's just another way of making Ireland more attractive to international monies, which is badly needed, particularly in the housing sector, but also in the local domestic economy in areas like innovation and venture.
Now, you want somehow to persuade large private corporations to invest in startups and scale-ups. How?
Yeah, well, look, Elkstone have a background in alternative investments. Think of real estate, think of private markets, think of venture. And you know, we've seen over time that the likes of the US, for example, they've built their venture ecosystem on institutional capital, coming from pension funds, coming from insurance companies, coming from corporates. Over 50% of their monies come from those type of parties. In Ireland, we've practically no institutional money going into venture. And we really see that there's a mechanism by which government could use budget policy to tilt behaviour, to encourage corporates, to encourage pension funds to invest in venture, to invest in the domestic economy. We need a stronger domestic economy. We all know about the tax concentration risk in terms of foreign direct investment. What we also need to understand is that the biggest tax break that's given by government to individuals is their pension funds. We get very good tax relief. But where does our pension money ultimately go? A lot of it goes into public equities. And within public equities, most of it goes to US S&P 500, NASDAQ, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't actually go to the domestic economy. So we think there's a real opportunity for government to be smarter about ensuring that the tax breaks they give actually work for the domestic economy. So encourage corporates, encourage pension funds, in fact, require them to invest in the domestic economy. That's in our collective long-term interest.
You think a new institutional property vehicle will boost housing supply. What is that and how can it solve a conundrum that has bedeviled the state for years?
Look, I think, and nobody pretends otherwise, housing incredibly complex to solve. You know, there's so much to be done on so many different levels. But ultimately, what I think people increasingly understand is that we can't solve it with just domestic capital. We have to have international capital. We have to attract it here to Ireland. We're competing against other countries. And one of the ways that you do that is you have the right type of vehicles. You have the right type of institutions that are encouraged and have the mechanism to put their money to work here. And the sooner we make that work, the sooner we're going to see more, you know, real housing supply come on stream.
Now, Ireland, unlike the US and even the UK, is not really a country with vast swathes of private shareholders. Why would we want to change that?
Because, look, I think ultimately, and I think of, you know, big picture, I think of three problems that are central to the Irish economy and our well-being. There's pensions and savings. And the truth is, Irish people are not saving enough for the longer term. And equally, those who are saving, they're actually not allocating their money to the right areas. More money needs to be allocated to private markets. The second area I think about is the domestic economy. We've been brilliant at foreign direct investment. Government over many, many decades have got that absolutely right. It's increasingly competitive. We need to ensure that our domestic economy is getting equal attention. And finally, housing. Housing is central to everything. We've heard of things like happy indices and so forth. If you get your housing right or if you get it badly wrong, it just causes so much difficulty. So bring all those three together. How do you get the win-win-wins? You get it by drawing in the right type of international capital to invest in the domestic economy, to invest in housing. And in particular, you also get private individuals. Think of all that cash money sitting in the pillar banks, earning very, very little interest income. Think of how powerful that could be if it was accommodated or able to invest in private markets, invest in Irish venture, invest in Irish domestic companies, invest in Irish real estate. That's a real win-win. It generates long-term savings at healthy returns. It boosts the local economy and it brings housing for an economy that badly needs it at this point.
But isn't stamp duty the problem?
It's part of the problem. As I said, look, there's just so many problems, but stamp duty is, it's another constraint. I think the level that is at reflects a very different time. If we want to get capital moving, we need to make it easier. We need to make it more attractive to invest in Ireland. And stamp duty at the current rates is penal and does need to be reduced.
Alan, thank you so much for joining us. That's Alan Merriman, the Chief Executive of Elkstone.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.